Marry, Nuncle? What hast thou in thy codpiece? Methinks 'tis overstuffed. Come now, are you one of those men who fill your codpiece with jewels in the hope that the ladies will find it more appealing? Surely you needn't accentuate your offerings. Besides, in my experience, it is not the size of the jewels that matter. It is the skill with which they are set. I myself have a special kind of ring, of the sort that men desire. But the setting is empty and needs adornment. Hast thou the desire to fill it? Are your jewels capable of the task? Marry, Nuncle, behold, your codpiece surges with this discussion and fills yet more. The sight brings to mind that there's a tournament to be held a fortnight hence. The greatest knights from all the kingdom will gather here to demonstrate their skills. Mayhaps you wish to practice, to mount and ride, to hoist your jousting lance, to prove to me that you should be counted among the knight's renown. But alas, there will be many knights as bold as you, and bolder still. And there will be many lances for me to admire, many jewels spilling forth from codpiece overstuffed. Yet you wish for me to be your jousting dummy. You wish to put my defences to the test. 'Tisn't a fair contest, though. I have no lance, nor any shield. I cannot even protect my bosom from your lecherous stare. How can I keep your pole at bay? And where your lance holds forth, I have nothing at all, save for a diminutive sheath for your royal weapon, a scabbard for your sword, a hole for your lance to pierce. But be wary, for if you prick me there, the result will be unlike any jousting match you've ever won before. The sack of jewels in your codpiece will be put to test. And if they succeed in the examination, your reward will be far more than accolades. So marry, Nuncle. Dost thou still wish to play? Shall we joust? Oh, but alas, my serving maid informs me that your bed is occupied. Your wife has a lancing partner of her own, and it would be unsporting of us to interrupt their rehearsal. Then 'tis settled. We'll retire together to my bedchamber, whence you can show me your jewels, and I can show you my sheath. And then you can mount and ride and put that pole of yours to its proper knightly use. What wishest thou first, my Nuncle? Shall I show you my charms? I have two that adorn my chest, although in truth you know them well, for you have been staring fixedly at them this whole night. But I can tell that you wish for me to bear them nonetheless. And so I shall. Now, my lord, begin your jousting practice. Thrust your lance between my breasts. Oh, you are a brave knight, venturing so boldly into the hitherto unbetrod valley between these two luscious mountain peaks. Yes, you are bold and not intimidated. This is not your first adventure, and you are well equipped. Your pole is long and hard, and you ply it with great skill. Methinks thou desirest to give me a pearl necklace from your sack of jewels. But alas, no pearls for your princess. You rise up now and leave the veil between my breasts. Your quest takes you elsewhere. What ho! You wish to joust with my mouth. But this is no real practice. The tournament knights wear face shields. Well, I was a poor, unguarded princess. And yet you batter my lips with your lance. Tis most unchivalrous. What choice does a lady have but to ope and allow you to thrust yet deeper? Oh, what a bold knight you are. A brave, rave adventurer. A conquering hero. I taste the spoils of your purse leaking from the hole in your lance. Oh, now present your purse to me. Allow me to explore your jewels with my tongue. Oh, what a fine sack of jewels you have. Maidens, the kingdom round would love to accept the gifts you offer forth from such a treasure trove. Oh, my God. Brave adventurer. Now, sir, my brave bejeweled knight, you have explored the valley between my breasts. You have parted my lips and taken your quest into my mouth. And you have presented your purse for me to taste. But there is still another veil, as yet unconquered. This one, a little forest with a secret cave. Do you wish to venture forth to test the mettle of your jousting lance therein? Doth my sire wish to play the sire, to give your sweet and innocent maid the gifts that your jewels so tempt her with? Then I shall spread my legs apart to facilitate your questing. Come, my lord, find the cave between my legs. Oh, explore it first with your lips and your tongue. Oh yes, thy mouth is a magical treat. Oh, thy tongue is soft and warm and slides through my folds, searching, oh, questing. Oh, findest thou the little bulb that stands alert above my entrance? Oh, my questing knight, givest thou my bulb thy kiss? My secret cave overflows with liquid nectar. Oh, sup, my king. Drinketh thou my sweet mead. There is but one task remaining on your heroic quest. You must now enter me fully, plumb my depths with thy pole, make me your jousting dummy, and thrust! Treasure she desires. Prove to me your mastery. Demonstrate the greatest of your jousting skills. Come inside your lady's cunt. Bejewel me. Make a baby jousting champion inside me. Yes. What a demonstration of your knightly prowess you have provided me, and you have filled me with much desired pearl, the beauty of which I have never known. 'Tis finer treasure than any gem or gold-wrought coin. And now, our carnal needs complete, I will luxuriate in glowing afterthought. But to you I bid farewell. You have other quests to master, other lands to conquer, other tournaments to win. For you must demonstrate your skill with jousting lance to fair maidens all in England and in France.